Scholastic Audio presents A Taste for Monsters by Matthew J. Kirby. Read by Anna Mountford. Chapter 1. I woke up next to a dead woman. A black fly rested on her open left eye, straddling her lashes. And in my fear and disgust, I leapt from the bed without first making certain the straps of my carpet bag were still entwined in my arms. The bag fell to the floor as I reached my feet, and I snatched it up with the brief daily moment of relief that it hadn't been stolen in the night.
"Who was she?"
asked a dolly mop from the bed next to me, the paint on her cheek a smeared bruise crudely applied to hide how young she was.
"I never asked her name," I said,
though I had been forced to share the bed with her when the Doss house filled to overflowing the night before.
"Best notify the manager,"
the girl said, and flopped onto her back.
I stared at the dead woman and wondered when in the night she had passed away.
Her body lay on its side, utterly still, facing the empty half of the soiled bed I had just fled. Her grey hair filled with grease and dirt, the toil of her life in evidence. She was of dizzy age, her face rutted with deep lines, her nails chipped away and fingertips blunted by hard labour. I had no idea what colour her dress had been before the back slums got to it, but it was ratty enough.